Welcome to the Donna Sebo Show. Donna is an international mental practitioner, award-winning author, counselor, speaker, teacher, and radio TV personality. Dedicated to empowering others through her mental skills, she also features authors and experts from all over the world to share their knowledge and experience with you, the listening audience. Now, let's join Donna and her guests. Here's Donna.
Hello, this is Donna Sebo. Welcome to an hour of mind power. My guest today is Lou Paradise. Interestingly enough, we are having some challenges. They're experiencing some weather conditions back on the East Coast. He's in New York. So we're working to try to get through to him because he was having a lot of challenges trying to hear us. So he's going to be coming on in a little bit, and my engineer will be letting me know about the connection when we're finally able to do exactly that. But I wanted to say our topic this morning is one that is a very gripping one, and it is about babies and drug addiction. And this is a subject matter that is a very emotional one, and it is not necessarily a new subject matter, but we have challenges today that didn't exist 20 years ago in the size and perspective that it is today. So that is what we're going to be talking about. As we're waiting to reach Lou to get in touch with him, which I know that we're going to, as soon as we have him online, then we're going to start talking. Andre Guide made a statement. He said, "The belief that becomes truth for me is that which allows me the best use of my strengths, the best means of putting my virtues into action. The belief that becomes truth for me is that which allows me the best use of my strengths, the best means of putting my virtues into action." This is a tremendous perspective. Because I think if we focus on our strengths, and that's not typically something that we're taught when we're in school and when we're growing up, we're all given paradigms that we're supposed to fit. And that's not good or bad, it's just the way life is. But for us to dip into ourselves and to be willing to become those adventurous explorers of our own talents and capabilities, when we're willing to do that, when we're willing to, let's say, push paradigms aside, what happens is that we go so much further than we could ever imagine. So it is something that I feel as we mature, maybe as kids we grow up with ideas, our families want us to be doctors or, you know, farmers or maybe computer specialists, and we all think that this is what it's supposed to be. And part of the process, especially as we go through college or we go through life itself, living day to day, we feel an unsettled perspective. We don't know why. We just feel like something's missing. Well, that is the beginning of the discovery of ourselves. And I don't know about you, but that pattern for me came with a lot of pain, primarily because I found that in the early years of my life, I was making decisions based on what I think other people's opinions delegated, and they knew more than I did. And it took me a number of years. In fact, it's an ongoing process to learn how to trust the self. So remember, concentrating and focusing on your strengths is not a bad thing. Now, I'm hearing a clicking. And I don't know if, is Lou on the line? Do we have him? They're still waiting to connect. They're having some telephone problems back on the East Coast. So we're trying to work through that. We're going to be talking about babies, drug addiction, and all kinds of various points of information that I think most of us are not aware of. So as soon as we can get Lou on the air, we will be doing that. Meanwhile, focus on your strengths. I was talking with a young lady yesterday. I'd gone into my printers, and Mindy is one of these hard-working women. She's in her middle age years. She decided she wanted to go back to school to get her education. She's working full-time. And for the last 2 years, just to get her associate's degree, it's taken a lot of dedicated energy and effort. So now she's moving on into acquiring her bachelor's, and she may or may not choose to go after a master's. The gifts that this training of education has given her is, well, my goodness, the gifts are just amazing. One, she's learned how to become more resilient. Two, she's become extremely decisive. Not that she wasn't before, but she's become even more so. And she said, this was a choice for me. This was a choice where I wanted to really empower myself. And what has happened is that her world is expanded in a tremendous way. She's going on with her education. She's going to take a break for a while. But one of the things I so appreciate about her is her openness of communication and her dedication to achieving what is most important to her. And she said her family has been supportive, but she said it's really been a sacrifice because I've not been able to maybe go to parties because I had homework to do, or I couldn't cook holiday dinners because that just didn't have the time for that. I had to be studying books. So her family has adapted to her, and they have respected what she's doing. Now, they grumble, don't get me wrong, but she decided she was going to focus on some core strengths that she has. What are they? Dependability, follow-through, openness to learning, and a willingness to stretch herself. She's very good with people. Her skills of communication have improved 1,000-fold. So you have all of these various components that go into the making of an individual, not just education, but the building of character and disciplines. All of these things come together. So that's something I feel we all need to honor and respect in ourselves, no matter where we are in life, no matter what we do. Remember, investing in you, whether it is taking time to journal every day, whether it is taking time to take a class maybe once a week, I don't care if it's belly dancing or becoming a physicist, it doesn't make any difference. Investing in yourself allows you to expand who you are in an absolutely marvelous way. Donna Sebo here. We're still trying to connect with our guest, Lou Paradise, and as soon as we're able to get through the complicated maze, we will be doing that. In the interim, I'm going to be sharing some things with you. One of the items that I wanted to share, I love poetry, and this one by Lee Parson is just delightful. We're in the fall season, and it says, flowers sway in the breeze, scarlet leaves pirouette from the tree, dancing to the rhythm of September. Ah, boy, that's really happening here in the Pacific Northwest. In fact, it's happening with a tremendous amount of speed. I mentioned a moment ago that reading, expanding your level of learning is important. Do you know that when you read a novel, a short story, and you find that there's a passage that really grabs you, and mentally you just sort of want to savor it, you want to reread it. Well, Stanford University has done some interesting studies on the effects of story. And, of course, we all know about various things that we have read that have affected us deeply. And I know I have had many such things affect my life quite strongly. Well, when you take time to think about a story, they call it digesting a story, rather than just speed reading through it. It actually exercises your brain. It makes you better at rational thinking, which is a skill that if you do a lot of negotiation, this is something that enhances your negotiation skills. It also enhances abstract reasoning. What does that do? Well, abstract reasoning helps you to analyze situations and figure out solutions to problems. Speed reading has its place. I utilize it on a sort of minor level because of the volume of material that I go through. But when you really think about something, when you are resonating with a writer's words, that has an impact on you, and it affects, again, the brain in a wonderful way. So keep up those reading skills. And if you find that you get restless, you say, oh, I just don't have time to read. If you have time to watch stuff on television, you can give yourself some time for reading. It's great. You can have a Kindle, you can do whatever you want, but take time to read instead of being a zombie in front of a television set. All of us need to zone out every once in a while. I'm not against television. I just want you to know that you are going to expand yourself by opening yourself up to different aspects of learning. This is Donna Sebo, and I know if my engineer is there. Don, I'd like to take a break right now, find out the status about Lou, and let's see where we're going to be with that. So we're going to take a break for just a moment, and we will come back, and hopefully we're going to have Lou Paradise on the line with me.
Are you concerned about nutrition? Do you work hard to eat right, try to feed yourself and your family nutritious food? Well, you'll want to know about glyconutrients. What are they? These are sugars that are present in nature. However, we're not getting them in our food anymore. Scientific study is proving that these sugars are necessary for all cellular and immune system function. Over 20,000 studies are conducted each year on glycoforms alone. These are the sugar protein structure that line each and every cell of the body. 4 out of the last 8 Nobel Prizes in physiology have been awarded for research in the area of cellular communication and how these sugars work in the body. This is Donna Sebo. Every day I bring to you information that will empower and light up your life. I would like to invite you to visit my website, DelphiInternational.com, and find out more about these glyconutrients. That's DelphiInternational.com. Go to my website, go to the left side of the screen, tap on the button that says glyconutrients. MIT's Technology Review, February 2003, states that glycomics is one of the 10 emerging technologies that will change the world. Education is the key to advancement of understanding and making our lives better. Visit my site, DelphiInternational.com. Go to the left side of the screen and tap on the button that says glyconutrients. I know it'll make a difference for you, as it has for me. Have you ever had a friend tell you about a product they really believed in? Hi, this is Donna Sebo. Toprosin is a homeopathic cream that is just fabulous. I use it and my friends use it for relief of painful discomfort such as aching muscles and sore feet. Odorless, non-greasy, it is a product that belongs in everyone's medicine cabinet and first aid kit. Check out www.toprosin.com. That's T-O-P-R-I-C-I-N. And find out more information. You can order Toprosin online or call 800-959-1007. That's 800-959-1007. Be sure to give them the code DS30 and you'll receive a 30% discount. Toprosin, non-toxic, safe for children too. This is a product that really works. Try it. I think you'll like it.
Hi, this is Donna. Welcome back. We are having a challenge trying to reach Lou Paradise, and my engineer is trying to call him, and apparently the phone lines have just gone out. So if we're able to reach him at any time during this hour, we will be bringing him online. Just a quick point, a little bit of trivia here. Do you know that men are more likely to be happy than women when their partner says, I love you? Now, how was this found out? Well, researchers at the MIT Sloan School of Management in Cambridge, Massachusetts, said this is what they found in their research. Also, another aspect of research that's happening, people that are retiring, if they have big houses, they're often deciding to move into, well, you call it downsizing, I guess, less expensive homes and condos, etc. But they are wanting to move, interestingly enough, to university, college areas. Why is this? Well, many college towns offer very inexpensive real estate, number one. They usually have good health care facilities. They have ongoing education. And the older generation being about the younger generation, it's a positive thing. And do you know a lot of people in their 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s are going back to school? That's right. So they want to be in a vibrant environment, and they're choosing college towns. And I bet many of you wouldn't have even considered that. But I know it is happening here in the Pacific Northwest. Also, there is a man by the name of entrepreneur Jacob Robbins. He created a website called Burn Note, and it lets a sender set a time frame in which an email can be read by a recipient. Then, poof, the email disappears from the inbox without a trace. Why did he do this? Well, he got anxious after sending an important password via email. So he said, how can we make this safe? How can we say, you have XYZ time to respond, and if you don't respond, it's no longer in your inbox. Don't ask me how they do it. I haven't a clue. And then, last but not least, with this little bit of trivia, there's been so much about the football game that has been on the news media, and I thought I would share this little bit of knowledge. They said the high fives that you see people in sports giving each other and the pats they give each other, they say this actually promotes a positive environment between players. There was a team of social scientists at the University of California in Berkeley. They followed all 30 NBA teams in 2008 and 2009. They tracked the players' fist pounds and chest bumps and found that a physical show of team spirit boosts cooperation, relieves anxiety, and can improve a team's performance in a game. I wonder how much time they put on that study. I think all they'd ever have to do is talk to the top coaches, and they would have saved a lot of money, and they would have found out the same thing. That is just a part of being on a team. Well, we're going to open up the telephone lines, 888-627-6008. Donna Siebel here. Those telephone lines are now open for you. And for those of you in Western Washington, I want to mention my newsletter is for all of you all over. My newsletter is coming out on the first of the month. But for those of you in Western Washington, I've got a class that I'm putting together, Quantum Mind 4. It's the last seminar we're doing for the year. Robert Newman and I are going to be presenting this very upbeat seminar. Robert is going to be leading you into the new year with a lot of information, especially with Chinese medicine, on longevity, things that you can do that are not expensive to make sure that you enjoy wellness as you grow older. That is just something we all have to contend with. So he's very knowledgeable about this. And then I am also going to be teaching, and we are going to be working together in the class on developing your own intuitive talents. And we're going to be using color. There's going to be some exercises we'll be doing, and it's very interactive. And that's what makes this seminar such a delight to do. So it's going to be on November the 3rd from 10 to 4. Information will be posted on my website. And if you would like to be a part of this class, it's limited to 25 students. Give me a call at my office at 253-582-5604. Tomorrow, we're going to be talking with Normandy Ellis. And, tomorrow it's going to be Thomas Fusco. We're going to be talking about Behind the Cosmic Veil. This is something that I think is a fascinating topic because each of us have our own experiences on the intuitive level, on our perceptive, deeper understandings of what life is all about. So Thomas is going to be sharing that. And then on Friday, we're going to be talking about imagining the world into existence. We're going to be going into discussions about Egypt. That's right, an ancient Egyptian manual of consciousness. It is absolutely going to be a fascinating week, so I invite you to join me. Now, I wanted to share, and again, the phone lines are being opened at 888-627-6008. I wanted to share with you a story about some interesting experiences that occurred in the year 1919. It happened during the month of July. In fact, it was on the 30th of July. A.H. Dinsmore and Hugh Smith, these are two individuals who at that time were considered experts in fish breeding and transplanting of fish, and they had been canoeing around Shoshone Lake when they started hearing music. And they said this music was just incredibly beautiful. Now, they had gone barely 20 feet into this wonderful lake, Shoshone, and it was located, or is located, in a large backcountry lake in Yellowstone National Park. And they said the music was so absolutely beautiful, and they had no idea where it was coming from. There was nothing visible around them at all. In fact, they were looking up into the sky. Where is this being piped in from? They couldn't find anything. And they said what was amazing, it sounded like organ music in a way, and the music rose in pitch and volume, had this wonderful climax of sound, and then it faded away. Now, they guesstimated that this beautiful music, the tones that they were hearing, well, maybe went on for about 15 seconds or more. Now, they started paddling, because this was so beautiful, they just stopped with their canoe. They just listened. It was absolutely gorgeous. Then they started paddling, and as soon as they started paddling, the music began again. Now, what they discovered, these two men, is that the melodies began when the canoe, when they started paddling swiftly. But it stopped or receded as they slowed down. And do you know, there have been hundreds of harmonies that have been reported that people have heard over this wonderful lake, Shoshone, and other Yellowstone lakes. And they've been reported for hundreds of years. Hundreds of years. Amazing. Absolutely amazing story. So there's a little bit of history that no one can explain, and it makes you wonder where you can go with it, what you can do with it. It is just mesmerizing. Donna Siebel here. Give me a buzz if you'd like to chat. Telephone lines are open. Because of complications with the phone and weather difficulties back in New York, we have not been able to reach Lou Paradise, and he has not been able to call in to us because of the very nature of the weather environment that they're experiencing in upstate New York. Money. We are always interested in money. We are always wanting to figure out how to save. But you know, you might have something somewhere that you're going to find that you can inherit, but you didn't even know that it existed. Unclaimed savings bonds. Now, in today's world, I don't think it's emphasized as much as it was during the Second World War, because that's how they raised money for the war effort, but also after the Second World War. And I think savings bonds sort of went out of favor probably, oh, in the 80s. And I know I remember a young woman saying, oh, using savings bonds, that's really stupid. You're not really getting good value for your money, so on and so forth. But a lot of people use savings bonds as a way to have access to cash. So it would accrue interest. And, of course, if you had parents or grandparents and those bonds were never cashed, well, the record is still there. More than $17 billion, that's right, the big B, more than $17 billion in saving bonds have never been redeemed. So maybe someone bought one for you when you were a baby. Who knows? 1941, between that year and 1980, there may be something in your name. So you can go to treasuryhunt.com health.gov, click Start Search, type in your social security number into the secure site. Make sure that that little lock is closed, and you'll see if you have a savings bond that is waiting to be claimed. Sometimes these got stuck away in files, or maybe they even got destroyed in a fire, and you just didn't know that that money might be waiting for you. Also, forgotten bank accounts. Lots of people don't realize that bank accounts maybe were set up and they never really closed about it. Well, there apparently are millions of people that mistakenly leave behind cash in bank accounts they had as a child or in accounts they simply forgot to empty when they moved away. So if you're one of those that maybe has some unclaimed assets simply by calling old banks where you had accounts, but in most cases they're able to check their computer system for left behind funds in minutes, because of the technology that we have today. So just a little bit of information. And I don't know how you would check on relatives in your family, your mom or your dad or maybe somebody else that maybe left money for you, but maybe that's a topic for another show that we're going to be able to talk about. Well, let me address lost inheritances here. Long lost relative, a lot of family members never make wills, which means you might be a close living heir. If you have had money left to you but the estate's lawyers couldn't find you, that happened in my family, what you do is go to unclaimed.org and click on a state where a relative lived. It'll take you to the state, treasury, or comptroller's office where you can do a quick search for an unclaimed inheritance. Amazing things that we're able to do today. It's unbelievable what you can find out. Doesn't hurt to take time to check. Donna Sebo here. We're going to take a break for a moment. We'll be back. And more good things to share. Telephone line is open, 888-627-6008, if you'd like for me to light up your life with a little bit of intuitive insight. We'll be back in just a moment.
Do you have children between the ages of 3 to 10? Do you love children's books and collect them? Then you'll want to know about God's Kiss, the award-winning illustrated children's book that has been enjoyed by families around the world. 15 beautiful illustrations by Pacific Northwest artist Ed Gedrose accompany this lovely story about a little boy named Johnny that will capture your heart and mind in a very special way. Multicultural and non-denominational in content, it will become a family favorite that you and your children will want to read again and again. This book is available by itself through Amazon, or if you contact me, Donna Sebo, directly, you can get a personalized signed copy. There is also a talking book. You can order the talking book CD by contacting me via email, donna@delphiinternational.com, or by calling 253-582-5604. You can also visit my website, delphiinternational.com, to see more details. God's Kiss is a family classic that belongs in everyone's library. Get your copy now.
As a counselor, Donna Sebo is available for private consultations by appointment. These can be done by telephone or in person. If you'd like to schedule an appointment with Donna, call 253-582-5604 or 800-872-8852. That's 253-582-5604.
Hi, this is Donna. Welcome back. Telephone lines are now open. Give me a buzz at 888-627-6008. That's 888-627-6008. All I need from you is your first name or initial. And, of course, then after that, I always like to know where you're calling from. But after that, I will tell you what I perceive, and then you're welcome to ask me a question about something that might be of concern to you. So give me a buzz. Phone lines are open, 888-627-6008. I wanted to talk to you for a moment about an issue. Boy, I don't know about you. Have you ever had problems with your computer? Oy, I have had so many. My patience level when the computer isn't doing what I want it to do is almost like a minus 10, no, maybe more like a minus 50. I really get irritated with it. Computers are wonderful tools. I absolutely love them. But when they start doing wacky things And I'm going, why is this happening? What's going on here? I am not a computer specialist. So if you're like me and you get very, very frustrated, and of course you're going to want to maybe explore buying some new gadgets. We seem to think that, gee, if we go to upgrade to this or that or the other, it's going to be better. Well, I don't think computer problems are ever, ever going to go away. And there's a man by the name of Sam Grobart, and he had some wonderful suggestions, and I thought I'd pass them along to you. He said, you need to find what you want. And I don't know about you, but sometimes you really don't know what you want. And you need to talk to someone that is tech savvy, not a super hyper salesperson that's going to try to sell you all the bells and whistles in the world. Now, this is what he said he uses. There's a website called thewirecutter.com. And usually that's his first place that he checks out. They have reviewers that go through and analyze different products, sort of like a consumer guide for computers. But they don't go into a real long explanation of why this works and why this doesn't work. He said they tell you what products do why XYZ is going to be superior to ABC. So if you're looking for a laptop, there's an annotated short list organized by category. He said they even have a section, the best cheap laptop. And he said there's a very concise article that follows every one of the selections there explaining why the product made a list. So you're getting this in a layperson's language. So that's thewirecutter.com. And he said, if you're looking for the latest version of what you have, you want to upgrade it, he said, go to decide.com. That's right, decide.com. And look for the device that you want. And he said, you'll be advised to buy or wait. Now, in his research on this, their suggestions, he said, are 75 to 77% accurate. So that's a pretty good heads up. And I know we have a very good friend of the family that is involved with Microsoft and is really into the research and development. And she told me one day, whatever you do, don't buy XYZ until after the fall season, because there are changes that are coming in. And she was very specific. Well, she knows this. I don't know it. So I said, okay, that makes sense to me. Now, what happens on decide.com, it not only gives you the pricing data, but it also has articles and blogs to tell you what the lifespan of the device you're considering to buy will be. Now, that in of itself can really be helpful. How many times have you gone and purchased something and you're paying hundreds, maybe thousands of dollars for it, and within a very short period of time, it might be obsolete? So that site, decide.com, could be very helpful. Also, he said, check out for coupons, because you can go to a website, retailmenot.com. They have special coupons for free shipping, 20% off sales, and all kinds of other discounts. And then you need to comparison shop. Now, this is going to sound like a lot of work, but how many of us, when we go out shopping for groceries, we comparison shop, don't we? Hey, talk to any gal. She can tell you where you can buy the most inexpensive tomato sauce, where you can buy stuff in bulk, where it's really going to be to your advantage, your meat, all of this. We do this with everyday items we use every day. Well, comparison shopping for computers, for technology, is also an asset. But you have to know the difference between apples and oranges, so to speak. Now, search engines, Bing and Google, return different product results. So you need to check, apparently, with both of them to find the lowest price. And what Sam says is, when you're comparing prices, ignore a product's base price, which won't reflect sales tax and shipping costs. You should be interested only in the bottom line price. If the lowest price is from a retailer I've never heard of, he always does a quick check online to see how the company is rated. Boy, is that an interesting point of information. He tries to find a seller with high overall rating and hundreds, if not thousands, of reviews that have been done on that retailer. What is the overall percentage of plus that is going to say, this is someone I really want to do business with? Some very good details there. I think they would benefit all of us. So anyway, just share that with you. And give me a buzz if you'd like to chat, 888-627-6008. There are so many children in this world, and I'm really sad that we weren't able to get Lou on the air because of the situation that evolved with the phone lines, because we were going to be talking about babies, and we'll be talking about this on another show, but I want to talk about foster parenting, because there was going to be a very special story I was going to share about foster parenting, and foster parenting is so very, very important. It takes the right kind of individual to really take joy in it. And it's a very challenging job because many times you will have children coming into your environment that have special difficulties. And working with those children and working through those challenges and difficulties, enabling them to have some stability, to feel safe, that is a real big job. Well, I want to share a story with you about a woman by the name of Rosa Mae Solomon. Now, this is a woman who was in her 60s. Her children are all grown up. And Rosa, her home was empty. And she decided she was going to step into being a foster parent. But it's not just being a foster parent to one child. It was becoming a foster parent to an entire family. Now, she had been doing foster care for a while. Sometimes she would just take children for a weekend, and many of these kids, they had siblings, and they'd be separated from them. And sometimes these kids had been abandoned by their parents. And she said, I was aware of these things, and we coped with them the best way we can. But there was a particular family that came to her attention. She said, I'm going to see about this family. A social worker came to her one day. This is how it started. A social worker came to her one day asking her if she could take in three girls. They were sisters. Rosa said, of course I can take in the three girls. Well, they were 7, 9, and 10. And Rosa was thrilled. She just loved having the three girls. And she said, I'm not your mom, but I'm your granny. Because she really was the age that would have been a grandmother in these girls' lives, if that had been possible. So the girls were adjusting, and they really liked the idea of calling her granny. So they were developing a wonderful relationship. However, there were four other kids in the family. There was also a grandmother, a real grandmother. The kids would have a chance to visit with the real grandmother and also their siblings. But every time they came back from these visits, they were very, very agitated. Oh my goodness. These three little girls were just beside themselves. And they'd sit and they'd often cry. And they'd ask her a question. How come we cannot be together as a family? Why does the rest of the family, the rest of my siblings, why do they have to stay where they are and we have to stay here? Well, bringing seven children into a household is going to be challenging at best, even if they were your own relatives. But foster children, well, she found out as time went on with the three girls that the biological grandmother, who loved them dearly, couldn't take care of them. The mother had totally run away from her responsibilities for the children, and so she relinquished the control of the children to the state, and all seven kids all seven of them were being put up for adoption. The odds of finding a family to take in seven children, Rosa knew about those odds. And she said, I just don't know how this is going to work out, but we can't separate these seven kids. We just can't do it. So what happened? Again, Rosa, in her early 60s, she went to court. She said, I am 63 years young. Give me a chance. Let me take all of these children. Now, this is something that a lot of courts would just go, you're in your 60s, you've got to be kidding. However, two of Rosa's daughters, who are adults, said, Mom, we'll help you out. So all of this evolved because of her family supporting what she wanted to do. Well, the courts said yes. An amazing result. She went from three to seven children. She's only got 1,300, a little bit over 1,300 square feet in her home. She had to get into her savings because she had to buy a van to take the kids. She was dealing with higher volumes of noise. And, of course, you know, with seven kids of various ages, they're going to be constantly going. She filled out the adoption paperwork. When she went into court, the judge was able to see the relationship between her and the kids. And he said, you have opened up your heart to these children at the time when they needed you. They belong with you. All seven children, Rosa May adopted. The ages of the children, from 3 years old all the way up to 14. Do you know, these kids are thriving. Where they were flunking in school, all the kids, every single one of them that are in school, A's and B's, every single one of these kids that are in school are saying, I want to go to college. Retirement? Oh, for heaven's sake. Who's going to retire? She's got a three-year-old. That's going to take a lot of time for her to take care of. And she said, I know people think I'm nuts because I took on seven children with such a phenomenal age range. But one of the things that I tell my kids is we have to look into our hearts. We have to discover what it is we want to share. And you need to know you can make your wishes come true by working hard and dreaming big. And she said, they know I'm telling them the truth. They love and trust their granny. A phenomenal story about a phenomenal woman who is living her life today and empowering seven children to not only live a richer life because of the love and the sharing that they've got, but they're going to go on influencing the lives of everyone else they come in contact with. What a legacy Rosa May Solomon is giving to the world. This is Donna Sebo. We're going to take a break for a minute. Give me a call if you'd like to chat. When we come back, a little bit more of this and a little bit more of that, and who knows what else in between. We're going to be right back.
Donna Sebo publishes a popular, inspirational, and insightful newsletter filled with information about her upcoming guests, her travel schedule, seminar presentations, and upbeat articles to lighten up your life. You can subscribe to this free monthly newsletter by emailing her at donna@delphiinternational.com. That's donna@delphiinternational.com. You can also go to her website, www.delphiinternational.com, and review past publications. Keep in touch with Donna through this monthly publication. Again, her email address is donna@delphiinternational.com, and her website is www.delphiinternational.com.
Are you taking too many oral pain pills and concerned about the side effects? Are you having trouble getting to sleep at night because of the pain? Well, I'm Lou Paradise. I had the same problems you have, cured my pain, eliminated pain pills and their side effects by developing Toprasin, pain relief and healing cream. Toprasin relieves pain without the side effects. It doesn't burn, it doesn't smell, and it doesn't stain. But don't take my word for it. Doctors, pharmacists, and pain specialists are using and recommending Toprasin and ending the suffering for thousands of people just like you. We know you hurt. We want to help. We are so sure that Toprasin will work for you, we offer a money-back guarantee. So if you want the pain relief without the side effects, ask for Toprasin. Toprasin is available at Duane Reade, Quick Check Pharmacies, and Wegmans. Ask for Toprasin or call 1-800-959-1007 for a store near you. That's 1-800-959-1007. Toprasin, the last pain medicine you'll ever need, and you can sleep on that.
Hi, this is Donna. I have got a wonderful recipe here that I want to share with you today, so get that pad of paper and pen handy. It's roast chicken with apples and onions. Now, here in the Pacific Northwest, the weather is getting crisp and cool. In fact, this morning, the fog bank was so thick in the area that I live in that you really would have to be cautious with driving, and you have to be alert. Well, this is what comes with fall, those wonderful crisp temperatures. Well, I just thoroughly enjoy the aromas of food. When you come into a house after being out in the cool temperatures, it just, I don't know, it just makes you feel good. And chicken is one of my favorite meats. And when I came across this, and of course, apples are featured, and here in the Pacific Northwest, we are known for some of the best apples in the world. In fact, if you ever have an opportunity to meet, to visit our beautiful state during the fall, Oktoberfest is going on up in Leavenworth and in so many other areas. But up in Leavenworth, Washington, we have all of these wonderful orchards that are in adjacent communities, and you can go in there and you can get apples that are, oh my goodness, they're just huge. You have to hold them with two hands. They're just massive, and they're the most delicious, sweetest apples you could ever have. And they've got all kinds of varieties. It's just wonderful. So when I came across this recipe, I said, yes, this is one that really is going to have a delicious flavor to it. And the roasting of this is just going to bring a fragrance the end of your kitchen, everybody's going to be ready to say, when are we going to eat? It just smells so good. So here we go. It is, you make it with fresh apples. Now, you can use one roasting chicken. And I don't know about your grocery store, but in my neck of the woods, roasting chickens are pretty hard to come by. So I just use the standard fryer. But anyway, this, if you use a roasting chicken, and they're usually the older birds, look at one about 6 to 7 pounds. So if you're getting a frying chicken, then you could do two to be the equivalent of that, because frying chickens average, depends on where you shop, but they average about 3 to 5 pounds. So you just adapt it in whatever way you want. So you're going to need one roasting chicken, 6 to 7 pounds. You're going to need a tablespoon of olive oil, 1 teaspoon of Herbe de Provence, 3/4 of a teaspoon of salt, 1/2 teaspoon of garlic powder, 1/4 teaspoon of pepper, and 3 apples, such as your Gala or Golden Delicious. And, of course, you're going to want to core them, and you want to cut them into 8 wedges. I like to leave the skin on the apple. That's just me. You might want to peel it. It's up to you. You're going to need 1 medium-sized onion cut into 12 wedges, and the one substance that's going to give this a little bit of a different flavor is 3/4 cup of apple-flavored brandy. Now, if you don't want to use brandy, just use plain apple juice. That's right, just plain apple juice. Unfiltered apple juice would be very good with this, too, if you're a person that really likes to use organic items, and that's what you can do. And then you're going to need 2 tablespoons of all-purpose flour. Now, this is how simple this is. You just preheat your oven to 350 degrees. And you want to use some cooking spray on the inside of your roasting pan so things won't stick. And you put your chicken right on the pan, your oil, your Herbe de Provence, your salt, garlic powder, and pepper, Just mix that with your fingers in a little bowl and then rub it all over the chicken. Now, something I would like to suggest that I like to do with chicken when I'm roasting it, and that is to take some butter. Take maybe about 3 tablespoons of butter and put in, it has to be at room temperature, and put it underneath the skin. And if you want an even stronger flavor, add an additional amount, just double the amount of your spices, and take half of the spice mixture and put it in with the butter. Mix it in that softened state, and put it underneath the skin. And it's going to, that flavor is going to even have a deeper penetration into the meat itself. It's really delicious. That's just what I do. And then what you want to do, if you've rubbed your spice mixture over your chicken, you want to put 3 apple wedges in the chicken cavity. And if you want, you can truss it up. And then you want to place your onion wedges in the pan around the chicken. Now, your remaining apples and herb mixture, you want to toss with 1/4 cup of brandy. Put that to the side. Now, the chicken, it's going to take about 2 hours for a roasting chicken. Your fryer is not necessarily going to take that long, but you're going to need to test it with a meat thermometer either way. And if you put the thermometer into the thickest part of the meat, you'll know it's done when it is registering 165 degrees. And you want to, the last 30 minutes of your baking or roasting the chicken, you want to add the apples that you have, that were not put inside the chicken. You want to put it around the chicken. Now, when everything is said and done, after the roasting is finished, you're going to take the chicken, the apples, and onion, and you want to transfer it to a warm platter, and if you can, stick it in an oven that's got a very low temperature, because the chicken is going to continue to cook. But when you do that, or you let the chicken rest, then the juices are going to stay inside the chicken. And then you take the juices from the pan, put them into a bowl, and you whisk your flour and 1/4 teaspoon of salt into those juices. If you want to remove the fat, then get one of those units that, you know, the fat will rise to the top. You can pour the broth into it. It's a fat skimmer. It's really good. I like that. Then you just go ahead and use your juices. Your roasting pan that you have roasted the chickens in, you can put that right on your top part of your stove on the burners on medium heat. You add your remaining 1/2 cup of brandy. You cook stirring because you've whisked your flour into your broth. You've mixed it in, and you will find it takes about 2 minutes that the brandy will almost evaporate, and then you add your juices and you stir it until it's thickened. It takes about 2 or 3 minutes, and you're going to serve that with your chicken. Delicious salad, crusty bread. Oh, and your kitchen is just going to smell absolutely awesome. Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. One of the things I like to do, too, is stick in some cut-up potatoes when you're roasting a chicken. I like potatoes, sweet potatoes. Might go very nicely with this as well. Well, my goodness, we're almost out of time. I'm so delighted you were able to join me today. Again, I apologize for not being able to have Lou on, but we're going to be talking about babies and pain-killing medications and addictions. We're going to be getting together with Lou and talking with him about it at another time. And tomorrow, we're going to be talking with Tomas Fusco. We're going to be talking about Behind the Cosmic Veil. I invite you to join me. Remember, always, you're the master of your fate. You are the captain of your soul. God bless. Have a magnificent day or evening wherever you are, and I look forward to you joining me again tomorrow. Same time, same place. Bye for now.
You have been listening to The Donna Sebo Show. If you would like a copy of today's broadcast, send $10 to The Donna Sebo Show, P.O. Box 97272, Tacoma, Washington, 98497-0272. Be sure to put the date of the broadcast in your request. If you are not able to be a part of today's program, join Donna and her guests Monday through Friday, and she will be here to take your calls. Thank you for listening and being part of our program. Have a wonderful day.